This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Russian currency, the ruble, has been up near a seven-year high to the dollar this summer, despite international sanctions. That's partially because of surging oil prices and other Russian countermeasures for the currency. One sector in Russia that is facing uncertainty since the conflict in Ukraine started is so-called mining of cryptocurrency, the process through which computers churn away at the slow and intensive process of creating new digital currencies like Bitcoin. Russia has been a leader in crypto mining, but that position is now in question, as Levi Bridges reports.
To mine Bitcoin, it really helps to have a cold climate to keep the computers cool and cheap energy to power them. Russia has both those things. So last year, Bitcoin miner Denis Rusinovich was thinking seriously about starting a mining business in Russia. Rusinovich was born in Russia, but is a British citizen.
Purely from a Bitcoin mining perspective, definitely Russia was a top destination, but it was last year.
This year, after Russia invaded Ukraine, things look completely different. Sanctions have isolated Russia from the global economy. But for Rusinovich, in addition to the geopolitical situation, a big deal breaker right now is the ruble strength. Doing business in Russia is more expensive.
A stronger ruble, actually, I think it's reducing the potential of any mining operations in Russia.
The price of Bitcoin has plunged this summer. But when Bitcoin tumbled last summer, mining in Russia wasn't strongly affected, says Alexander Nomala of the University of Cambridge's Bitcoin Electricity Consumption Index.
Russia is, in terms of its mining activity, relatively stable.
But Numala says at the start of this crash, things look different in Russia.
We saw already that Russia is slightly declining in terms of its actual mining activity.
Now, some Russian miners are trying to move their operations to nearby countries. Sanjar Amangeldi is a lawyer representing Bitcoin miners in Kazakhstan. He says Russian miners approached his firm about operating there, but they appeared to be involved in criminal activity.
And we declined their offers.
Some U.S. lawmakers have warned that crypto mining could help criminals and the Russian government evade sanctions. But the risk is low, says Jonathan Levin with crypto research platform Chainalysis.
The scale that you would need to build this at is somewhat massive in order to move the needle on sanctions evasions.
The latest data from Cambridge suggests the electricity used by Bitcoin miners globally has fallen since early June. I'm Levi Bridges for Marketplace.